It's time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher from Birmingham.
From the ham, Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Wilkes.
Oh, there she is.
Hey, Huggy.
And J. Anthony Brown, wherever he is. I'm going
he's
to
crowd. He's in the crowd. He's crowd surfing
okay.
Right now.
The HNIC, the woman that's bad to the B-O-N-E, and the brother who lied about having glaucoma so he can get his medicinal W-E-E-D. His woman crush Wednesday name is Mary Jane, y'all. Well, TJMS is TGIF, and I don't have a lot of time, LEFT. So let's hit this week's list ASAP. Contender number one, actress Renee Zellweger. Now, I love Renee Zellweger, but for some reason, Renee didn't like the way she looked. So she got plastic surgery, and now she looks like a completely different person. When I saw the new look, I was like, what the face-off hell figure happened to Zellweger? Well, that was, where's the back in the day Bridget Jones Diary Renee? She looked like Kenny Rogers and Little Kim had an affair. Mm-hmm. A rotisserie wrap? Wait for it. This has got to be the first case of identity theft of oneself, and I wonder if that's all she got done. Because ain't no sense of having a new face and looking the same below the waist, if you know what I mean. That's like having a new car with old rims. Mm-hmm. A new outfit with some old Tims. New Tim, fun dip and some kettle chips. Contender number two, the Houston Texans. Three words, Monday Night Football, or should I say Monday Night Fiasco. The Pittsburgh Steelers, Joseph Randall, the game from the Texans by scoring the fastest three touchdowns in NFL history already. Somebody check on Roland Martin. Last I heard, he was making a noose out of ascots. Contender number three, Monica Lewinsky, who joined Twitter this week. Why? Hashtag the hell if I know. But the most famous intern in the USA says she's back to combat cyberbullying. Mm-hmm. First, she write a book after a decade. Mm-hmm. After all these years of holding it in, now she want to spit it out. No wonder she joined Twitter. Contender number four, Greg Simmons. Now, y'all don't know Greg Simmons by name, but they know him here in D.C. at the dot. I was paying my respects at a funeral yesterday, and this socially inappropriate brother, you know, said, you know that's Huggy, right? Now, I don't know if y'all know this or not, but a lot of people attend wakes and funerals in their work uniforms. But you can't wear your work uniform to a funeral if you didn't go to work that day. Contender number five, the Dallas Cowboys. This week, the Dallas Cowboys got rid of Michael Sam, so no more let's hear it for the boys for letting Michael Sam go and keeping that klepto back, Joseph Randall. Contender number six, that German Shepherd from the White House that let the White House fence jumper punch him in his dog ribs. I remember when German Shepherds were scared the dog shiggity out of people. Not anymore. The mofo White House fence jumper jumped the fence and commenced to go toe-to-toe like an MMA fighter. Those old German Shepherd dogs was looking like two barking flip bones. And you know they old. Their names was Morgan and Freeman. J. Anthony Brown, you are the Bama of the week. Week. You started this shiggity. You jinxed the president when you told him the other day he need to lock the door and get some pit bulls. Now we know what the letter J in your name stands for. Jabama.